This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Dun, dun, no, don't dun. Say the name of the show.
Learning University.
It's Santa the Maria. Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Do we really do that?
Apparently, it's recorded somewhere.
On this professional radio station?
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal. Isn't here today.
No.
I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman, and it's good to be back. I've been out 2 weeks on Trivia Friday, and J.J. Jasper's away today, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He was. He's in Illinois. I'm sorry, folks. Illinois. He's going to be busy this week up there. Last night was at Salem at a pregnancy care clinic, First Christian Church. And he said, great turnout, large crowd, great listeners, AFR listeners.
He always tonight, says that.
Yeah, he does. Tonight he's going to be at First Christian Church in Fairfield, Illinois for the Compassion Pregnancy Center. Tomorrow night he's doing stand-up. It's going to be a night of comedy and inspiration at Free Will Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. So I guess it's not all in Illinois. And then Sunday at Yellow Creek Baptist Church, he's preaching Sunday morning. That's going to be in, looks like, Thurston.
How long do you think he's going to be able to keep up this
Thurston,
thing?
Thurston, Kentucky.
This road warrior mentality. How old is he now?
He's my age, so he may be 60
already.
He's bumping
60.
Yeah. I turned 60 in August.
Elvis
he's
did
a
it,
few
but
months.
He died, you know?
Yes, that's right. I don't know. He is a road warrior. He's now, I think a lot of times his family goes with him. That'll keep him young.
I know. All right.
But so folks want to know where he's going to be at.
Where is JJ?
Where he's going to be tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday morning.
Right.
Go to jjjasper.com and you can find out all the gory details.
Where in the world is JJ Jasper? Just go to, don't call us.
Right.
Don't call us. Go to jjjasper.com and look it up for yourself.
Because that's what I'll have to do.
Yeah.
If someone calls me, and I'll have to go to jjjasper.com.
Right. So
Where'd
you say he was in Kentucky? That's his hometown, Owensboro.
Owensboro, that's Saturday night doing stand-up at Free Will Baptist Church. But Sunday morning, this weekend, he'll be at Yellow Creek Baptist Church. He'll be preaching the Sunday morning sermon. I don't know what that is. Is that Thurston? Funston?
What is that?
What is that, Kentucky?
JJ wrote this for you?
Yes, he did.
It looks like Thurston, Kentucky.
Look, I guess that is supposed to be Thurston, Kentucky.
On Thurston, I know it's Howell.
That's right, from Gilligan's Island.
Well, he was the third, though, right?
Yes.
All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio here. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman. We're here to play trivia. We're going to ask three questions each. And we're going to ask you to call in and participate by answering and or asking a question yourself. Here's the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday. Are you paying attention? 888-589-8840. That's our phone number. 888-589-8840. You can call in and ask a question and or answer a question. We would love to have you do that. Now, a couple things. One is we have a mystery question, and if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and the cowbell will ring, and that will mean you have won yourself a AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt. I mean, one, free, like in, we don't, no cost to you. We're holding it up.
Holding up. If you're
Walker, where can people go and watch us hold up these t-shirts?
They can visit the YouTube. They can visit YouTube or Facebook.
Or the Facebook.
Yeah, or the Facebook. They can visit Facebook or YouTube and watch the show and see the Trivia Friday t-shirts.
What do they need to do when they go to Facebook or YouTube? What do they need to type in?
Type in today's issues. Today's issues live on YouTube and today's issues Facebook page.
Does this look like I'm wearing? Actually,
but they also need to know where to buy the t-shirts.
Well, where can they buy them, Walker?
AFAstore.net.
How much are they?
$15.
$15. That's all.
$15. That's it. All right. I'll tell you what, folks. Today only, a one t-shirt for $15, two for $30. Today only. You better jump on that deal.
Hey, they are nice t-shirts. Summer's coming up. Get yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. for Learning University.
Wear this when you go out for fried catfish on Friday nights.
I don't think they do that everywhere across the country. But
well, they should.
But a lot of places they do. Hey, also, if let's see, what it was another ground rule. Oh, yeah. If you've called in and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the air with us as possible. So if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please wait at least another week to call us here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
We're talking to you, Todd, from North Carolina.
Yeah, well, Todd does wait his turn.
He does wait his turn. I can always tell. It's been 5 weeks when
Todd,
he's on.
Todd plays by the rules.
He does.
Comments, if you want to send us an email, you can send it to comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. What are your three questions, Professor Ed?
Thank you, Professor Tim, Dean Tim. Here are my three questions. What is the main battle tank of the U.S. military? What is the main battle tank of the U.S. military? Question number two. I like doing these word blends.
Yeah.
Cineplex is a blend of what two words? You're going to go to see a movie? When the new Avengers Infinity War movie comes out, you're going to go to the Cineplex to watch it? That's a blend of what two words?
That's a good question.
That is good. So people will be thinking about that one.
Hmm.
And here I got a third one. It's a little bit hard. How many countries have landed a vehicle, a lunar rover, on the moon? How many countries have landed a lunar rover, a vehicle, on the moon?
You got... Oh,
well,
okay.
Don't start answering.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead,
Walker. All right, first question. These are all three sports questions to start off. A lot of basketball going on right now. How long does an NBA player have to shoot a free throw? Once the referee throws the ball...
That's a great question.
...to the NBA player, how long...
There's a time limit?
Do they there have is. To shoot a free throw?
Wow, okay.
That's the first question. Second question, Chicago Bears running back known as the Galloping Ghost, what's his real name? What's the name of this Chicago Bears?
I know the
Bears?
Answer to that.
This is from...
Running back.
This is from
way back.
Back. Okay.
Second question. Oh, third question. Which MLB pitcher threw the most complete games in his career? Which Major League Baseball pitcher threw the most
I got an idea.
Complete games in history?
Or some people around here say, I got an idea.
Idea.
You know?
Those are three really good questions,
yeah,
Walker.
Absolutely. Here are my three really good questions. Number one.
We'll see.
We try to balance these. Some people say they're too easy. Some people, you know.
It's hard to get that balance
It's hard
correct.
To get that balance. Yeah. You don't want to make it too hard. So here are my three questions from the Bible. Who betrayed Samson to the Philistines? Okay, Bible question. About a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Isn't
Bible.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think I saw that movie.
He wasn't in.
I'm just.
He wasn't in the Bible. A lot of people think that.
Folks, please do not email me. It was just a joke. I'm not making fun of the Bible.
Who betrayed Samson to the Philistines? Number two. How many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? From American history comes this question.
Hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know the answer to this either.
I don't know the answer.
I thought I did, but I did not. The answer
I know Arnold Schwarzenegger was one. Well, so you got one of them there.
You're stuck on Arnold Schwarzenegger, are you, huh?
I don't know why I've got
I'll
Arnold
be back.
On the head.
How many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? And number three, a little fun question here. What is the first animal listed in the dictionary? You were looking at the dictionary.
Begins with Arnold.
It's not Arnold the pig.
I'm going to stop.
I don't think you can. We'll see. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's get it started.
We go to Louisiana. James, you're first up, my friend. Trivia Friday. Welcome.
Good morning, most learned university professors.
Oh, I like that kind of respect.
How are you doing?
James, we appreciate it. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for calling. From what part of Louisiana?
Generally the Acadiana or Lafayette area.
Lafayette, okay. Wonderful. All right, Brother James, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Which question are you going to try to pick?
Well, I think I'll go ahead and take the free throw.
All right. How long does an NBA player have to shoot a free throw?
I believe it's 5 seconds.
That's not the answer I have, but yeah. Very good try.
That's too short.
Yeah.
It's longer than
5 seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get good try.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
try. It was short in the game.
It was like 1 second.
It was short in the game.
Yeah. Before this morning, I didn't know there was a time limit, but there is.
Yeah. I knew there was a time limit. I just wasn't sure whether it was that or the other number I was thinking of.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your question for us, James?
You're familiar with 8 days of hope, 14 and 15, correct?
8 days of hope, 14 and 15. What do you mean?
I think that's happened in Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Okay. Oh, I see.
That's what's in Houston.
Okay.
Last week and this week, back to back.
Okay.
My trivia question is, and Steve announced it last week, how many volunteers did they have for this entire 15-day period?
I believe 4,000.
You're close. He told us, I think it was Tuesday night, that they had 4,600 volunteers.
Wow.
And I believe they're shooting for 450 homes to be repaired.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What a great job. God is blessing that ministry, and our thanks to all the folks who showed up. Steve Tiber always tells us that the majority of people hear about it through American Family Radio. So we are happy to be able to help.
For those who don't know, check it out. It's 8 Days of Hope. It's on the internet. You can visit their website. And Steve Tiber, our good friend, heads that up. And they do great work all over the country in disaster relief. It's they are Christian ministry,
right.
And they're doing wonderful work. All right. Listen, James, thanks for calling, my friend.
Appreciate it.
You are listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Go get ready to learn and do some learning. And Ed, what else can they do?
Tim, we guarantee if they listen to this show, they will become smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer. That's right.
There you go. A lot of things that end in ER, we're responsible for here.
Right.
On Trivia
Greaterer.
Friday.
They'll be greaterer.
Greaterer? That's a new word you've invented.
Right.
But you know, that's the great thing about having our own university. We can invent words if we want
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Everyone else is doing it.
Huh?
Everyone else is inventing words.
That's right.
This might catch on and go viral.
It might. It might. Let's go back to the phones.
All right. Let's go to Oklahoma, where Mike is rolling down the plains. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day here today.
Oh, I saw that. Nice weather in Oklahoma. What is it, 75, 75 and sunshine?
That's what we're looking for a little bit later this afternoon,
It's always it's always a good day in Oklahoma when there's not a tornado nearby, right?
Yeah, that's probably coming later.
That's not their state motto, Ed. That's not what they use when they want to bring business into Oklahoma. It's the tourism.
So it's a good day today. No tornado. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
Let's try both here. A couple of simple ones there.
Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to take a guess on the first animal in the dictionary.
All righty. Let's see here. What is the first animal listed in the dictionary, Mike?
The one that came to me was an aardvark.
Aardvark.
Yes. The Arnold aardvark.
Spell aardvark for us there, Mike.
Oh, boy. I know it's A-A-R. Oh, boy. D-V-A-R-K.
You got
That's it.
It.
Yes, sir.
And what separates the aardvark from the ant, for example, or the antelope, or other animals that start with A is AA.
Yes, double
That's
A.
Right.
A double
That's
A.
Right, double A to start it.
Mm-hmm. Like the batteries you got to put
aardvark.
In your remote control.
Yeah, or the place people go when they got issues.
I guess A-A. They're from South America.
Yeah. Aardvark. What's the purpose of the aardvark, Mike? Just curious. Do you know?
Aren't they anteaters? Don't they
I think
eat
they
ants?
Are.
They are, but they also are good eating. Let me just tell you, Mike.
Oh, you mean
you barbecue an aardvark?
Along with the fried catfish?
Yeah, among the fried catfish.
Oh, you're saying the food chain. For instance, the
aardvark. I think they're anteaters.
The ants are eaten by the aardvarks, and the aardvarks are eaten by the humans.
Yes. Okay. I don't really know that.
Aardvark kebabs?
Aardvark kebab. That's right. You know,
Aardvark kebab. This sounds like a bar and grill, doesn't it?
Aardvark kebab. Yeah,
yeah, in Dallas or something.
Yeah, and it's its meat is only matched by the armadillo.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a good armadillo you find dead on the side of the road.
That aardvark looks yummy. Right there. Got a long big nose. And
I'm
you
not
remember they had a cartoon aardvark on the remember the Pink Panther cartoon show? Hey, Ed. Remember the aardvark?
Yeah, I remember
he had that,
that
voice. Hey, Ed.
All right. Just, I think Mike has a question for us.
All right.
Okay, yeah, got a question for you guys. Okay, here it is. What gospel tune or hymn was the first to successful to sell a million records?
Wait, what?
The first
gospel
tune? You mean like Southern gospel?
Just a
Christian song, kind of?
Sell a million?
Gospel, yeah.
Okay, let us talk amongst ourselves, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, so don't say yes or no.
All right, listen. In order to sell that many, you would probably have to be a big-selling name, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would this have been in, like, the 70s?
Well, Elvis.
Way earlier.
Elvis sang gospel music, okay? So.
But a million.
Huh?
How about a Bill Gates?
And Mike just said way earlier than the 70s.
Yeah, he said way earlier from the 70s.
Like the 50s?
I don't know. You're the music guy.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
I'm just guessing Elvis Presley singing something or another. But Mike,
he sang it, but not the first.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
The name of the number is Peace in the Valley. Peace in the Valley.
Who sang it?
The first to sing it and have a hit with it was a man named Red Foley.
Red Foley.
Red Foley. Sing.
You ever heard
of him? He sold a million of those?
Yes. Red Foley was the father-in-law of a guy named Pat Boone.
Oh, Pat Boone.
You may
have
heard of Pat Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Boone. Wow. I loved Pat Boone's heavy metal time of his life there. Remember that season?
Hey, Mike, what year was that?
I believe, if I recall, it was like 57, something like that.
Peace in the
Valley.
Then
a man named Sam Cooke did pretty well with it. And then a few people picked it up, like Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. And
yeah, the Elvis version's the one I'm most familiar with. Hey,
yes,
listen,
Elvis and the Jordanaires, pretty hard to beat.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, brother. From Oklahoma, you have a great day there in sunshine-filled Oklahoma. hey, I think we got Elvis's version ready, don't we? Let's play that a little bit of that. Just real quick. This is Elvis singing the song.
Well, tired and so weary.
This version's hard.
He has a spellbinding voice. He really does.
Huh?
He could sing
Happy Birthday.
Jimmy Crack Corn. Sound good.
What, how long do we get to Peace in the Valley here? I mean, I know that's the song, but I'm wondering.
Brent's going, I never heard of
it. Well, let's keep playing it for just a second.
I'll shut up.
And tonight,
and then we'll go back to tribute Friday. But I got it. Crank it up, Brent.
There will be peace.
That's what you were looking for.
For me someday. There will be peace.
I gotta hear that. I'm sorry if I have to stop the show.
No, that's
all right. Then we can regain that.
You know,
was that the Jordanaires? He said that was the Jordanaires. That's what Mike said from Oklahoma.
That was that was Elvis, right? And
the Jordanaires.
Oh, okay. And I certainly hope that Elvis Presley found peace in the valley, seriously.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Well, he was raised in a Christian home.
Yeah.
I know that. You're listening to Trivia Friday, and he did have a reverence for God in the things that he said and did. The lifestyle didn't always match it.
Right.
Trivia Friday, that would be the first person that would ever happen to, right? All right, let's repeat our questions that have heretofore
gone unanswered. All right, here are my three questions. What is the main battle tank of the U.S. military? The word Cineplex is a blend of what two words? And third question, how many countries have landed a vehicle, a lunar rover, on the moon? How many countries have landed a vehicle
including
on
Mexico?
The moon? And Pakistan. Mexico and Pakistan are
a given.
I'm giving hints. Okay. Mexico and Pakistan are not two of those countries.
What about the Congo?
Not one of the countries.
Okay.
Also not one of the countries.
All right. So rule those three out.
Rule those three out. That's a hint for you folks.
All right. What do you have? 170
something countries left.
All right. How long does an NBA player have to shoot a free throw? Second question, Chicago Bears running back known as Galloping Ghost.
Galloping Ghost.
What's his actual name?
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, which MLB pitcher pitched the most complete games in Major League Baseball history?
Who betrayed Samson to the Philistines? That's my Bible question. Who betrayed Samson to the Philistines? Number two, how many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? Okay. And number three, I got to add one here. Let's see here. What is the term for an adult male pig? What is the term for
I'm not going to do it.
For an adult
I'm just not going to do it.
Male,
it'd be too Green Acres. It'd just be too easy.
Male pig. It's not Harvey Weinstein either.
Arnold.
Arnold, okay. Oh, I got you. I'm tracking with you. I tell you what, let's take our break a little early here and come back. Because we'll get back into the calls. We're taking our break a little early here, about 2 minutes early, but I want to just go through a bunch of calls when we get back. Bill in Tennessee, we'll start with you. Mike in Pennsylvania, Steve in Indiana, Craig in Oklahoma, Rodney in Alabama, and Charlie is in the great state of Arkansas. We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Well, our June Spiritual Heritage Tour is full, and our September trip is filling up fast. So if you want to go with us to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon for our Spiritual Heritage Tour, you need to sign up soon. We're going to be seeing lots and lots of sites, including the Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials, the Korean and Vietnam Memorials, the Arlington National Cemetery, and much, much more. For all the information on this tour, September the 19th through the 22nd, please go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. And we also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. That's a separate trip, but we put them back to back in case you want to do both of those tours. Again, that's in September. For more information, go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
From Affirm Films, the studio that brought you Risen and War Room, comes Paul, Apostle of Christ. Two men challenged an empire in order to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ and spread their message to the world.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at paulmovie.com.
For the past 11 years, the owners of Cafe Justice have served coffee and muffins to judges and attorneys at the courthouse in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Carlo Mango and his wife have always paid their rent on time, and they've earned a legion of fans. Their small cafe is decorated with inspirational messages, and they play contemporary Christian music, an oasis for the courthouse staff. But it seems someone complained about the religious music the other day and all those inspirational messages. It wasn't long after that the couple was told by the county landlord their location would be put up for a public bid. And if they wanted a shot at keeping the cafe, they had to promise in writing they would not play any religious music. Mr. Mango hired an attorney to try to save his shop. Many courthouse workers have signed a petition, but eviction day looms. And should that happen, it would be a grave injustice for Cafe Justice. I'm Todd Starnes.
Elvis's version of that?
No, but I bet it's good. Huh? I bet I'd buy it.
It'll stop you in your tracks. I'll tell you that right now. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We just repeated our questions a few minutes ago, so we'll do that in another 20 minutes or so. But let's get back to the phones here, Ed.
All right, Tennessee. Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, distinguished professors. How are you?
Well, doing well, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Appreciate you recognizing that.
I appreciate you playing my theme song here, Green Acres.
That's your theme song? Have you ever heard the Elvis? Yeah. You ever heard the Elvis version?
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
All right. Well, Bill, we are tracking together, so you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which question you want to try to answer?
Let's try Walker's question about the Chicago running back.
All right, Chicago Bears running back known as Galloping Ghost. What was his name, Bill?
I'm an old guy, so I happen to know that's Red Grange.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Bill.
That would go back to what?
How about the cowbell?
The cowbell. Yeah, sorry.
It's not the mystery question.
That was a great answer, though.
Yeah.
Did that go back to you talking about the 40s here, Bill?
I believe so. I'm not quite that old, but I think he was in the 40s.
Well, you know, the Bears had they had three running backs that, you know, are all-time greats. Red Grange.
Oh, yeah.
Gale Sayers.
Yes.
And Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little history of Red Grange. All-American running back at the University of Illinois in early 1920s, then for the Chicago Bears until 1935.
Wow.
Oh,
okay. So
well,
there's
your
far
answer.
Back.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
It was way back.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you got a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
In honor of J.J. Jasper, I've got a true or false question for you.
Okay. All right.
The early American colonists brought the honeybee to North America. Is that true?
You got to say it like J.J., Bill. Is that true?
Well, here's the deal.
You got him. You got that part nailed. So are you asking us? He's asking.
Okay,
us.
if the American colonists brought the honeybee to America from Europe, you're saying no?
I think yes.
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say so, true.
Okay.
And then, but you say false.
I'm just thinking.
Walker,
I'm wanting to think it was brought over here before then.
Before the colonists,
yeah.
Well, the Native Americans brought it from Alaska, and then the white man stole it from them.
Stole the honeybee.
Have you not read history? Stole the honeybee.
So we stole that too.
We stole that too from the Indians.
What didn't we steal?
Well,
apparently,
we were pretty good at stealing for a while there.
All right, Bill, we're all over the map. Set us straight.
All right. Actually, there were no honeybees in North America until the colonists brought them in order to have something sweet to put in their tea.
So they
for
brought
their tea.
They brought that they makes put sense. Bees in their tea.
Well, honey.
Sure.
Oh, honey.
So,
okay.
And you know there were no horses here either. We brought horses.
That's
I'm serious.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And
there were no horses in North America.
Hold on just a minute, Bill. Is this wrapped up or?
No, I'm here.
I don't want to run Bill off.
Anything you want to say about that, Bill, or
about the horses or the pigs or the bees?
Well, you got anything to add on the horses? Go right ahead, Bill. The floor is yours.
I don't have anything to add on horses, but there were no honeybees. They had to be brought over.
Well,
and
from England,
then spread as they would swarm. They would leave the hive that the colonists kept them in. And, you know, eventually by, I believe it was the mid-1800s, they had covered all the United States.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I did not know the history of the honeybee.
The history of the honeybee.
Yeah.
Took over.
So, all right.
Fascinating
thank you.
Creature.
That's right.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it.
So you're telling me, in addition to the honeybee, you're telling me horses.
And pigs.
Were brought from Europe?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I would have thought, you know, you see all these movies with the Indians riding horses.
Because they picked up, the Eastern Indians, which are the colonists first encountered, had no horses, ride any, until we brought them over. And then some of the, what we now call the Plains Indians, adapted by stealing horses and became, and the Comanches were one of the finest light cavalry.
So you're telling me that
the
white man brought the horses over trying to be nice.
Not just trying to be nice. We used them for plowing and stuff.
We were trying to be nice.
We used them for.
And then they stole our horses. Is that what you're telling me?
They would steal them. That's right.
You don't read that in history.
That's right.
And stealing horses in that day and even up until the 1800s.
Horse thieves were executed.
We brought horses to America and the Native Americans, which always adapted by using technology and stuff that their enemies used.
Yeah.
And some of them became very proficient. When in fact, we didn't conquer the Comanche Indians until the invention of the six gun.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that
little known trivia there. Dude. Yeah. You should have saved that for a trivia question.
You're listening to
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to watch this show, you can go to the internet and go to Facebook Live for Today's Issues and watch the show. Walker also says you can go on YouTube and watch Today's Issues. So type in Today's Issues live stream on YouTube and you can watch the show there. Tim, Ed, and Walker, our fellow professor J.J. Jasper is on the road. He's a traveling professor. He's in Illinois
and Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
You go to jjjasper.com. You can find out exactly where he'll be this weekend.
Yeah.
He'll be somewhere tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday morning. Find out where by jjjasper.com.
All right, back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Oklahoma again. Craig, welcome to the program, Craig.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to listen to you again. Good to get in.
Thank you, brother.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Craig?
I think I'll answer the one about Samson.
Okay, here's the question for Craig. Who betrayed Samson to the Philistines?
I think that would be Delilah.
Delilah.
It wasn't Arnold
Delilah.
Schwarzenegger.
What was her motive there, Craig? Do you know why she did that?
Well, she was I can't think of the word, but she was conniving, I guess, maybe with the Philistine.
Wasn't she a Philistine?
The one thing I don't understand is Samson. I mean, because surely he seen what she was trying to do. I don't understand why he gave her the secret. I know it's biblical and there's a reason for it, but I just don't understand.
Yeah, Craig, I don't understand either because I've never heard of a man acting stupid when it comes to a woman. It has just never happened since, has it?
never happened. That's true. I had forgotten about that point.
A pretty smile that has never undone an otherwise intelligent man.
Amen. Amen. I've had that problem myself.
I think, Craig, it's as simple as what Ed described. That, if you answer your own question.
You're pretty.
Why Samson did what he did. But you got the correct answer. What's your question for us?
Well, I got it. When you were talking about Elvis, I just happened to think of something. Mm-hmm. There was a man who sang bass for him for a while in the 70s. who was out of a Christian group, out of a Christian quartet.
Okay.
Would y'all know his name?
Was that J.D. Sumner?
Yes, it sure was.
Was? Okay.
Sure was. He, wow.
He good job. To, well done.
Well, no.
That,
he claimed to be the lowest bass voice at that time. He claimed to have the lowest bass voice, and it was bass. I'll grant you.
Yeah.
Well, how did you pull that one out?
Y'all are really amazing me there. Yeah. You kind of depressed me a little bit ago when you said that the questions are not really hard.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was doing so good because most of the time I can get at least one of the answers.
Yeah.
But then you kind of depressed me when you said they were not hard.
We were dumbing it down for the callers.
Yeah, well, us Oklahomans, what can we say?
All hey, right, thanks, Craig. Thank appreciate you, brother. It, brother. Appreciate it.
I don't know a lot about it, but I do know that he was a famous gospel singer, J.D. Sumner. And man, he was.
Sumner,
I think. Okay. And he was known for, going to the bottom of the ocean with his voice. I mean, he could just, really drop it down there. So anyway, that's how I knew
well,
that.
Well, you impressed me. I'll tell you that.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's quickly repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
All right, here are mine. What is the main battle tank of the U.S. military?
The main one.
The main battle tank. Question number two. The word Cineplex is a blend of what two words? What two words do you blend together to get this word Cineplex? Number three. How many countries have landed a vehicle, that is a lunar rover, on the moon?
And you're saying there are three countries we've already taken out.
I gave hints. Mexico's not in there. Pakistan's not in there. And Congo.
Boy, that narrows it down. You might have given it away.
Well, hey.
How long does a player have in the NBA to shoot a free throw? That's my first question.
There's a time limit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Which MLB pitcher had the most completed games in his career? New question. Who famously said, quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself."
Mm. All right, here are my three questions. I've had a couple of them answered. Number one, how many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? Number two, what is the term for an adult male pig? What is the term for an adult male pig? And number three, keeping in with the animal kingdom here, what animal has the longest gestation period?
Mm.
What animal has the longest gestation period? Want to know the answer to that question.
Good question.
You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You can do that anytime you want to. We'd appreciate hearing from you, comments@afr.net. And back to the phones.
All right. We go to Alabama. Rodney is on the line. Rodney, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Rodney, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I want to do the Major League Baseball. I'll take the easy one.
All right. Which Major League Baseball player pitched the most complete games in his career?
Cy Young.
That's correct.
Cy Young. Okay. Wow.
Is Nolan Ryan even on the...
Yeah, he was in the top three or four, I think.
He was?
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan, as fast as he threw, and he had a bunch of complete games.
I do know this much about Major League Baseball, and Rodney probably knows this, but before the 70s, I guess, most pitchers threw the whole game.
Yeah.
Or at least into the ninth inning or whatever. But most of them, their goal was to pitch the whole game. Then the specialist came in, the mid reliever and the closer.
Raleigh Fingers, all those guys.
That came in the 70s. So pitchers didn't, their quote complete game was like seven innings.
Yeah. Cy Young threw 749 complete games.
That's incredible.
And he pitched for 22 years in the major leagues.
That's probably he couldn't have been human.
That's unbelievable.
That is.
Probably pitched like every third day or something, too.
I mean, if he said to his coach, "My arm's hurting," it didn't matter. So anyway, all right,
Rodney, what's your question for us?
Okay, Methuselah had two grandsons. What were their names?
Methuselah had two grandsons. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Rodney. So don't say okay. anything yet. Okay. All right. Wasn't Noah one of his grandsons? Was Noah one of his grandsons?
I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
Might know more than.
I can't help you there. Was one of them Noah, Rodney?
No.
No.
No Noah.
All right. Then I don't know who were his grandsons.
Methuselah had a son named Shena, and he had two sons named Abram and Lud.
Okay.
And Lud?
Lud. Yep. Good old Lud. He just lived down the road.
Why would you name your son Lud? where does that come from?
I have no answer for that one. I do not know.
I'm with you, Rodney. I have no idea.
L-U-D?
That's cruel, actually.
Lud.
Huh? Go off to school.
I can't tell you. I've been trying to get on this show for quite some time, and I appreciate all y'all's work, and it's been a blessing to me and my family, and we listen to y'all all the time, and it's just a wonderful joy to be on here. So
thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother Rodney. Hey, which station are you listening to?
We listen to 89.9 AFR.
Is that what town do you live in?
We live in Florence, Alabama.
Oh, okay. The Quad City station there. Good.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney, you take care, brother. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. That's Rodney listening, and he said Florence.
Florence.
Yeah. Florence, Alabama. We have a station, though, that reaches the whole Quad Cities area there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Arkansas, Charlie is on the line. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. If I get in over here, I finally made it.
Okay, good. Okay, you sound like you're on a cell phone. You're not driving, are you?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm all right. I got me little present stuff in.
All right, just be careful. You want to ask? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer, Charlie?
The male hog.
English.
Male hog.
We're going to have English here.
Male hog. What's the name of the...
That last one that pig.
Can't interpret.
A male pig.
She wants to know what the name of the male pig question.
Oh, the male pig question. All right. Charlie, I was having a hard time understanding you there. What is the term for an adult male pig?
A boar.
A boar.
Yes.
That is correct. B-O-A-R. A boar.
I knew this old boy in third grade named Lud, and he was a boar. Now, I'll tell you that was the most boring guy you ever knew.
A boar, Charlie, so you got a boar and a sow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a male, female. And, oh, good answer.
Good answer?
Yeah.
You got a question? You got a question for us, Charlie?
Yeah, I got one. It's probably Tim, so he's about my age. I'm 61, so I might be pretty close to 61 or something like that. Anyway. Hey, what? It was Bonanza. I think it was on
66, 67. He was the singer
on Bonanza. And about 20 years later, he sung on another show on stage on Vegas Vacation.
All right. I know
who it is.
The television show Bonanza. Somebody who starred on that also
at age 57
was on stage.
And also a couple years later signed on to Vegas Vacation.
About
20
years later.
20 years later?
Okay.
To Vegas Vacation?
It wasn't Michael Landon.
No. Who else was on?
You got Lauren Green. What was that?
He was a singer on stage.
Singer.
A singer on stage.
We don't know. We don't know, Charlie.
You got us, Charlie. Who is it?
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Oh, Wayne Newton. Oh, you mean he appeared on Bonanza. Okay.
Yeah, he
appeared.
Yeah, he was on stage.
He was a saloon singer.
Oh, yeah. On the show, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Charlie, thank you. Be careful driving, okay? All right, I think we lost her.
Thanks
but
for
she,
calling.
At least she called. She got in.
Yeah.
She tried to answer a question, and she answered a question correctly, and then got her question in before we lost
and
her.
And gave 100%.
110%.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The effort was there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just that's the phone matters. The phone connection wasn't the best, but
right.
the effort
right.
was there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air here for the next 40 minutes or so. And we will let's give the phone number again. Here's the toll-free phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday, 888. You don't have to pause like I'm doing. You can just keep dialing, but I'm pausing so people can catch up. 888 is the first three numbers, 589-8840, 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio, Trivia Friday. We do this every Friday that we can to help you learn and grow as a person.
Absolutely.
And
become a better person.
Better, as you
better,
say, Ed.
Yeah.
Smarter, more
sweeter.
Awesomer, sweeter.
We're just making words up here.
but we can. When you own a university like we do, you can make them up. You can
yes.
make words up.
That's right.
All right.
And
so let's go back to the phones.
Let's do it. We go to Pennsylvania now. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors.
Good morning to you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both this morning.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to try for the mystery question.
Good try.
Yeah.
That was a good try,
yeah,
Mike.
Good try there, Mike.
You old wheeler dealer, you.
Well, all right. I guess since that didn't work, I'm going to try for the Army tank question.
All right, what is the main battle tank of the U.S. military?
It's been a little while. I may be mixing a few of them up, but I think it's the Abram M1 Grant.
It is the M1 Abrams tank.
All right.
Excellent job. There are different versions of that, M1, M1A1, M1A2, but the M1 Abrams is the main battle tank of the U.S.
Still
military.
Still today.
So,
wow.
Good job. Good
when
job.
Did we start using that?
I don't know, but I know we had it in the first Gulf War. You know, I think we had it. I think in the 80s. I think we started
really?
Developing that as a.
I believe the M1 was copied from the German tank from World War II.
Okay, but it's
that's where we first got the idea of it.
Okay, so it's been for 30, 40 years,
wow.
whatever.
Okay.
So, all right, good job. What's your question for us, Mike?
I actually, in light of the upcoming Easter, I would actually like to ask, since they fall on the same day, when did April Fool's first start?
When did what? Oh, April Fool's.
What's the history there?
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys know?
I have no idea.
No.
Mike, I think you got us, man. What? Tell us. I'd like to know a little bit about that history.
Well, there is still speculation among historians, but most agree that it started in the mid-1500s when France first started up using the Julian date, changing the New Year's from April 1st to January 1st. On April 1st, those that still tried to celebrate New Year's were then called fools and started the April Fool's Day.
Huh.
Wow. And that's gone on even until today.
Unless Mike is fooling us with this explanation.
That could be true.
Yeah, how slick could this guy be? I don't know. Well, Mike, hey, listen, that's sounds good to me. And
just take it at face value.
I'm taking it at face value. And I'm going to continue to spread that story, Mike, until proven wrong.
So. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Where are you listening in Pennsylvania, by the way?
I listen at Somerset County. We pick up the Grantsville, Maryland station.
Good.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We've only had that about a year.
You're in south central Pennsylvania then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, brother. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. You're listening to. So he's listening to the Grantsville, Maryland station in Pennsylvania.
Right on the state line.
Right on the state line there, Pennsylvania. Listening to today's issues, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
We're rolling here on the phones.
Rolling, Indiana.
Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Greetings, professors from the Hoosier State.
Hey, yes. I was up in Indiana a couple, 3 months ago there. Went from, was in Indianapolis and went north to Fort.
You must have been there up in the cold weather then.
Fort Wayne, early part of November. I was up there. Mm-hmm. It was almost getting there.
Okay.
But anyway, it was in the Great
Hoosier
State. I'm
on the other side of the state from Fort Wayne, so.
Okay. Vincennes, or where are you?
Western side, near Lafayette.
Lafayette. Okay, great. Yep. Hey, Purdue's still in the tournament, aren't they?
They sure are.
In the men's tournament, to Purdue's still in there.
Yeah, in the men's.
They might win it all.
Really?
Yeah, they're good.
That's our hope, man.
That's some good Boilermakers right there. I'll tell you that right now. All right, Steve, what do you got? You got a question for us? You want to answer one of ours?
I think I'll just answer a question. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, which one?
I'd like to answer Ed's second question about the mashup question.
All right, Cineplex. The word Cineplex is a blend of what two words, Steve?
The two words would be cinema and multiplex.
Cinema and multiplex. I'll take it, or complex. Good job.
All right. So what is that? Is that Greek?
No, it's cinema
Latin?
And...
Is it Latin?
No, it's Latin. English. These are English words.
Okay.
Multiplex, cineplex, complex, cinema complex, or cinema multiplex.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can you have a complex about going to the multiplex?
You can. I forget what that's called.
I've known people.
That's cineplexophobia, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. They're always wanting to go to the movie.
Yeah, or afraid
to
go.
Yeah, afraid
one
to go.
The other.
Afraid to go, one or the other.
Good job. Right. Excellent job, Steve.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Do you have a question for us?
No question for you, gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you, though. Right.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it, Steve, from the great state of Indiana, Steve calls. We got time for another call before the break.
All right. We go to Louisiana. Dallas is on the line. Dallas from Louisiana. You don't get that combination often. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Dallas.
No, you don't. Appreciate it, mate.
Thank you, brother.
Mate, are you from Australia or something?
No, I just pick up different words from different people.
Okay.
Yeah. Throw another shrimp on the Bobby. You don't know that,
I like that.
If you don't know that scene, I don't want to get into having to explain it to you.
Yeah, that does go back.
Yeah.
Once again, before Walker was even born.
He knows about it. His brother can quote the whole movie.
All right, anyway, Dallas.
I don't know. Must have not done a very good job parenting there, because he can't quote the whole Bible, but he can quote the whole, script from a...
That's not a knife.
From a movie.
All right, Dallas, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Because we're coming up on the break.
Well, actually,
don't you go dying on me.
I was going to answer, but my man took the Cineplex one from me, so I don't have an answer for you guys anymore.
Okay, well, what's your question for us then?
Okay. My question for you is this. According to DC Comics, what pulp character was present for the death of Bruce Wayne's parents and out of guilt followed him and helped shape Batman?
You mean...
For the death of his parents? What DC character? Now, was it... Okay, was it Alfred, the butler?
No, it wasn't Alfred.
Oh, helped shape him. Oh, are you talking about the Joker?
Nope.
Okay, those are my only two guesses. What's the answer?
Elvis isn't involved here at all.
The answer is the Shadow.
The Shadow, the comic book character, the Shadow was present?
Yeah, he was, according to DC Comics, back in like issue 257 or something like that. He was trying to stop the murder, but made it just, too late.
Hey, Dallas, that is great. Yeah. I'm going to look some of that up. We got a break coming up here, though. We'll have to say goodbye. All right? All right. Thanks, Dallas. Sorry to rush him there.
He didn't consent.
He didn't consent.
We'll have to bring
folks,
him back.
5 minute break for news.
Yeah,
then we'll be back.
We'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.